It is time for the Tom and Larry Show here on Robinhood Radio. It's becoming an event that happens every time. It seems like the seasons change or the sessions change. And you say the sessions change. And I say, yes, the sessions for the Laconic Learning Center, the Lifelong Learning Institute of Northwest Connecticut. And we always speak to both Tom Grunewald and Larry Rand about the upcoming schedule. Guys, welcome back once again.
Thank you, Marshall.
Marshall, great to be with you again.
All right, so we've now done. Actually, we've done two sessions before. We're heading to another one. How's the year been going at the Taconic Learning Center? Basically, with response with the people once again.
Well, I didn't teach for the winter term, so Larry, answer the question.
It's been going great. We've had lots of sign-ups. We've had many courses. In the winter, we tried two courses from the Great Courses DVD collection, and we got Dr. Michael Magnifico for one, and we got Kathleen and John Robinson for another, and it really, both of them were really popular.
Well, you know, it's funny, when I called Tom to do this interview, he was preparing for his your upcoming class, Tom.
Right. I have my first session on Monday of the 15th, and I'm doing Richard Rogers with Larry Hart, his first lyricist, and then with Oscar Hammerstein the second. And because I've got to make it sort of scholarly, it's what has changed in Richard Rogers' music from working with Larry Hart and then working with Oscar Hammerstein. And it's fascinating, and there's a lot of stuff available.
I was going to say that's the great thing about that subject you selected. It crosses all, really, basically, a lot of different age categories and ethnicities, because music is music, and everybody holds it in their ears in a certain way.
Yeah, and the enrollment for my class is pretty good. I think they want it.
All right. So,
well, we have a good segue to what Tom just said, because one of the courses that I mentioned that we gave in the winter has a follow-up part two, and it's how to listen to and understand great music. And that's being presented by Dr. Michael Magnifico, who is not only a doctor, but a musician and an authority on music. So that was extremely popular in the winter term, and we're just keeping it going because there are more sessions to go. And the same can be said of on Tuesday from 10 to noon, the How to Look at and Understand Great Art Part 2 is being presented by Kathleen and John Robinson.
Now, I remind all people that you can register and get information at taconiclearningcenter.org, taconiclearningcenter.org. If you don't worry about that, just go to Google and type in Taconic Learning Center, and it will come up. And there you can see how you register, and you can see a lot of the courses. And I really am amazed every session, the amount of courses that you have, but also the diversity that you have. I think that's how you keep people interested in this.
Well, we've been very fortunate to have so many talented instructors offer their time. So I've been with Taconic Learning Center for about a dozen years, and I never stop being amazed at how many people not only sign up for the courses, but how many wonderful instructors we have. So, Tom, would you like to describe some of the other things we're offering?
Sure. Larry Rand, you're familiar with his work, right?
Yeah.
He's teaching a course in Italian/American immigrants. The story of successful adaptation and assimilation. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. Just to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but just to say that this is an extension of the general theme of marginalized Americans and how they are able to fit in or not fit in to the mainstream American society.
I'm looking at the list of course offerings, and I'm sorry, the one that comes to my attention, I don't know who writes your headlines here, but the Dead Cat Bouncing the Wall of Worry seminar looks like it's going to be also interesting.
That sounds like something Jerry Jamin wrote.
but that is that deals with finance and Wall Street, and also books and comic plays and stuff like that. I'm looking over your list here, really, from play reading, your Italian American immigrants, and this is also another interesting and course, how to look at and understand great art.
Yes, that is part two of what we did in the winter term, and it was an extremely successful experiment in giving a course from the Great Courses DVD collection, and to give it a real feel, we got Kathleen and John Robinson to moderate, and it turned into a documentary in a way, and combined with discussion class.
John, I took the course in the fall term, and John is so knowledgeable, and the discussions really illuminate what we've watched as on the and the DVD.
And it gives everybody, I think, a different way to look at art and understand art, and then interpret it in their own way.
I would like to read to you just one, because you commented on the Jerry Jamin course, the Dead Cat Bounce and the Wall of Worry. Well, when he turned in his description of the course, he's always very funny, and the last paragraph really amuses me. This is what he said. "We will take a sometimes humorous look at the world of money. One funny thing about money is that it's not funny when you don't have it. It's true that money can't buy happiness, but it can enable you to be miserable in a better neighborhood."
That's right. And there's nothing wrong with that. Well, you've got, so once again, go over once again how people can register for these courses.
They can register online by going to TLC, Taconic Learning Center, .org. They also can respond by mail, and those who did not exclusively get their information via computer were given registration forms, paper registration forms.
And what I do for people, if you want to, all you have to do is go to robinhoodradio.com, click on our on-demand section, and then the interview section. You'll find this interview, and I have links to all what we're talking about here, so it's very, very easy. It takes you right to the main site and also to the registration site for the courses. Now, when do these courses begin then? Very, very, very quickly, this, right?
April 15th.
All right. And people can register once courses, I want to get this straight, have also opened. They can still register and join when the course is in progress.
Sure, sure. And I think we should share the fact that the instructors are not paid, but the sites, the venues, Gear, Noble Horizon, do require some payment. And so we request a $60 tax deductible contribution to Taconic Learning Center to offset the cost of the venue and the cookies and the coffee.
I look at it this way. It's an investment in that $60 is a nice investment in the Taconic Learning Center and keeping it going, but also keeping your mind active and keeping you going as well. That's the cheapest investment in the world to make you healthy. I don't know wealthy, but wise.
Couldn't agree
here,
more.
All right, guys. I guess I'll speak to you guys again in another 2.5-3 months.
Sounds good to me.
We have to stop meeting like this, you know.
Okay. People are talking. Anyway, thank you, Marshall.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Righto.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is the Taconic Learning Center. And once again, you can go to taconiclearningcenter.org for more information.